cliffcentral.com.
Welcome to the SME Showcase section of our Business Masterclass. It's absolutely wonderful to be with you. I've got a very special guest, but she'll have to tell me her surname. I was going to ask her before the show. It's Janessa. It's like my wife, Vanessa, but with a J. And your surname, Janessa?
Later.
Later. So it's like pretty much how it's... Yeah, later. Okay. Janessa Later from Think Digital College. And let me tell you, I think that she may be transforming the education in South Africa, or the way that we deliver education. And let's see if that's the case. We'll spend a few minutes with her. And then you can make up your own mind. Janessa, welcome to our Business Masterclass.
Thank you, Arjun.
Well, you've started something that may revolutionize education. I think so, certainly from my initial conversations with you. What is Think Digital College? Well, we'll unpack it later, because I also want to look at where you come from, why you started this. You've got a lovely story.
Yes.
But just give us a brief overview. What is this organization you started?
Perfect. Arjun, Think Digital College is an online school. It's a virtual school providing the CAPS as well as the Cambridge curriculum from grade R to grade 12. Mm. And it's not simply a PDF on a learner management system. It's an interactive, engaging, exciting way of learning.
Okay. And you say virtual learning or virtual schooling as opposed to homeschooling.
Correct. So we try to steer away from the term homeschooling. I think it's got a very old-fashioned, sometimes a negative connotation linked to it. And because this is so revolutionary, you know, we want to use the correct terminology. So we talk about virtual learners or distance learners. So for example, Arjun, if you were studying through UNISA, you wouldn't tell people you're homeschooling yourself, you are a distance learner. So that's the terminology we'll be using.
All right, although homeschooling seems to be one of the fastest growing industries in the country.
Absolutely, worldwide. It's becoming increasingly popular, and I think more and more people are realizing that so many children don't fit into the traditional schooling environment.
Do you think that's the main reason why we're kind of moving away from public schools, even private schools? Private schools are hell of expensive.
Yes.
Public schools, certainly in South Africa, under huge pressure, huge numbers in classrooms.
Exactly.
Less money to spend from government, and a lot of pressure on that system, and then people like yourselves innovate.
Absolutely. I think, you know, for the last couple of centuries, nothing's changed in education. It's still a teacher standing in front of the classroom lecturing to a group of children. And yet, technology's changed so much. The children have changed so much. This Generation Z is basically children born after about 1998. I mean, they don't know a world without technology. Mm. They perceive the world through the lens of a smartphone. So, you know, they use their cell phones and their devices every day to create and share and communicate. So why not to learn?
Oh, fantastic. I look forward to talking about it a little bit more. But before we do that, why did you start this? You have a story behind this. It's not just an entrepreneur that saw a gap.
Absolutely.
Necessarily. There's something there.
Yes. So I've been in education for 17 years. I owned a private FET college. And
okay. So you're not a beginner at this?
No. I've always had a love for education.
Can you tell us a little bit more about this? So you owned a what college?
Private FET college. So we mainly implemented learnerships for corporates, and we offered about 25 different qualifications, from admin to public admin to business management, all different types of qualifications.
A lot of experience, even... when you say own, so you had to run a P&L. It was a business.
That's right. I started it from scratch, and then was approached by a corporate 3 years ago to sell. So I sold that business, and it was actually just at the correct time, because at that time my youngest son, I've got three boys, and my youngest son was 9 years old, Alessandro, and he started with unusual facial tics. And at first it was just a definite blink, and then it was a blink and a sniff. Eventually he was blinking, sniffing, gaping his mouth wide open and shrugging his shoulders. And it was happening up to 20 times a minute. So he was diagnosed with Tourette's syndrome. And children at that age are not very understanding. So he was unfortunately teased mercilessly at school. And we tried to persist as long as we could, but it just got worse and worse. And eventually, after about a year, it got to the point where we would drive through the school gates and he would vomit all over himself. Sure. So one
what
day,
age was that? That's
he was at that stage, he was 10 years old. He was in grade 5. So one morning I said to him, you know, every morning I would take a change of clothing, and the psychologist he was with at the time said, if I take him home once, I'll never get him back to school. So thinking, you know, we brought up to believe you've got to stick to the traditional schooling, you know, finish junior school, enter traditional high school, go to university. That's how we brought up to think. So I never even considered alternatives. But one day I said
strange
to him,
how things, our minds are just blocked to options sometimes in society, isn't it?
And
I must vote for this party. My kids must go to a public school. We must this, must that.
Absolutely. I mean, I never even thought of alternatives. I didn't even, you know, look into other options. But I'm so grateful that we were pushed to the point where, you know, we literally had no other choice. So I said to Alessandro, jump back in the car, and we headed home. So we had no options, no solutions. We really had no plan. We got home and I took a week off work. We spent a week just bonding and communicating, and I started looking at alternatives. So at first I thought,
I just want to know what year is this approximately?
This was 3 years ago. So what's that, 2013?
Okay, so homeschooling was stronger on the scene, but now more than ever.
Absolutely, a lot's happened. Yeah. So I'm thinking of schooling. So I started looking at smaller schools, but most of them they accommodated children with learning disabilities. Mm. And Alessandro is exceptionally bright, so I didn't want him to feel there were additional problems. Mm. So homeschooling seemed the most obvious solution. And I enrolled with a curriculum provider, and we, for about 2 years, we continued with the CAPS curriculum, and then started with the Cambridge curriculum. But all this time, everything was textbook-based. Even if they said it was digital learning, it was actually just a PDF online. And I noticed, I think especially because Alessandro was isolated and quite lonely, his cell phone became his greatest companion. He used it to communicate, to share, to create, to communicate. And that's why I thought, you know, let's look at what we can do to use this to help him learn. So I started looking for apps and programs, and I found some fabulous material, but it was bits and pieces here and there, and nothing really covered the full curriculum. So I decided to develop the curriculum myself. And I realized this was going to be a mammoth task. And I thought, by the time I'm done with this, Alessandro will probably be in university. And then miraculously, I was introduced to a fabulous team. It's the IDEA Digital Content team. And when I saw what they had developed, it was just revolutionary. There's nothing like this on the market. As I said, it's totally interactive.
Worked on a virtual schooling system.
Correct.
Already, but they hadn't launched it yet. But
They also launching in January. They, it's just interesting story. Corin is the CEO, and he grew up in Australia and moved to Tanzania, lived there for 3 years. And he built schools and helped to educate the teachers there. And he realized there was only so much he could do in his own capacity. So he decided to take it online. And he developed the content based on the CAPS curriculum and later the Cambridge curriculum. And every single outcome was tested by cognitive learning specialists around the world, to the extent that, for example, with the early childhood development program, they teach the children about letters. So there's a capital A and an apple. And the cognitive learning specialist would say, no, the apple needs to be closer to the A at this age. The font needs to be this size. You know, that's the detail at which this content has been analyzed. Over 350 science videos have been recorded in a science lab, and the precision, and it's just absolutely magnificently done. And it's not passive learning, because that was one thing I didn't want. While I was doing my research, I came across a Dr. Craig Blewett, and he's invented this, he calls it the activated classroom approach. And he talks about taking children from passive consumers to active producers.
Okay.
And that's what I was looking for, something where children could be actively involved in producing knowledge. And Corin's content talks to this perfectly.
Wow. I mean, I could just let you go on and on, because we're now leading to what this really is, how exactly it works.
Yes.
I want to understand that. And then just now towards the end, move towards to your bigger vision.
Yes.
There's a bigger vision that you have, but let's get there in a moment. So it's active.
Correct.
Just exactly what's different. I'm doing current homeschooling with, what's the two? It's CAPS and...
Cambridge.
And Cambridge. So I'm That's doing right. one or the other.
That's right. You choose between
CAPS
the two.
CAPS is kind of local, yes?
That's right. So
Cambridge is international.
Exactly.
The one is obviously more expensive than the other, I'm sure. But
no, funny enough, on our system, it's the same price.
Same price. But and those are pretty much uploaded handbooks that you have to work through in a way in your own schedule. Or
so usually with homeschooling, that is how it would work. But with our, say for example, you're a grade 7 learner. So you would register on our website and you'd get a login, you'd get your login details. Once you've logged in, your content immediately becomes available. You have a dashboard. You would upload a photograph of yourself, a little bit about yourself, and can immediately access all your subjects. Then we've got... What I found when I was homeschooling Alessandra, I found there was very little support, and I often felt quite lonely and a bit lost, thinking, am I focusing on the correct information?
So huge pressure on the parents.
Absolutely.
In the standard homeschooling system.
Absolutely. And I had a fabulous qualified teacher, Vicky. She was remarkable. But whether it's the teacher or the tutor or the parent, there is a lot of pressure because you're not sure if you're covering everything, if you're emphasizing the correct information. So what I try to do with this learner management system is compensate for all of those gaps. So we've taken the content, we've uploaded it onto our learner management system, and then we've got three portals. So we've got a student tutor portal, and that's where the student can interact with any of our tutors, who are all subject matter experts, and ask any subject related question. So for example, if they're battling with their trigonometry, they can post on their dashboard, they would just upload a question and immediately get feedback from a tutor.
Or a written, not Skype also.
We will have Skype facilities, and eventually we'd like to also have live conversations with students, but at this stage it would be a response, a written response.
Okay.
We will, you know, if there's an issue that somebody really wants to talk through, there will always be that as well, but we'll try to keep everything online where possible. Then we've got an online chat room. So the students can engage and interact online with students all over the country. So that would also, we are going to have tutor centers where students can join a tutor center in their area if they'd like the socialization
aspect.
Once or
twice a week or something like that.
Exactly, if they want to come once or twice a week or every day if they like. But those that are at home for various reasons, maybe they're ill or maybe their parents travel extensively, maybe they're in a similar situation to others, Sandra, where socialization is awkward, whatever situation they're in, they'll still have the benefit of socializing, even if it isn't on an online space. And then our third platform that we've got our support is a study buddy. So your study buddy will contact every student weekly and will just check that you're on track, that you're submitting all your assignments, that you're meeting all your deadlines. And if there are any issues, the study buddy will pick that up and then either address it with the tutor or if necessary with the parent. And we just don't want any student to fall through the gaps. And our aim is to have as high a competency rate as possible at the end of the day.
I know a very bright young man who's now at university level and doing super well. So he's definitely bright. He's in my family. He started doing Cambridge, homeschooling, but he finished his matric about 2 years late. Challenges in the home environment and so on, parents not necessarily being on top of it, left to his own devices, was my impression, I could be wrong. And in the end, he finished quite late. What I hear you say to me is you've got ordinary school, be it private or public, you've got homeschooling, and then you've got this hybrid in the middle that's trying to, alleviate a lot of pressure from parents.
Absolutely.
And give a lot of support to students, no matter what age. It's quite an amazing possibility. What does the child need? The child needs an iPad.
That's it, an Android device, an Android tablet, or a laptop. The tablet I find more suitable for the littlies because there's a lot of, you know, they've got to trace the letters and drag and drop and a lot of gamification at that age. So I find the tablet works better, actually going up to grade 12 level, but a laptop could also work, any Android device.
Fascinating, Janessa. So, So let's just look at a couple of practical things, then move closer to your bigger vision, because I'm quite sure there's a lot of parents out there that will consider this, and hopefully it becomes a feasible business for you, because you're launching this, you've worked on it over a period now, and this is it. It's now you're not just going live with first few grades, or you're actually going to have this run from grade R to matric.
Correct.
Cost wise,
so it ranges from grade R from 3,500 rand, and matric is 9,500 rand, and that's an annual cost.
And those prices you just gave me now includes the tutor.
That's correct.
So I can do without the tutor support. And then it's 1,000 less or something
correct.
Like that.
Correct. That's correct.
Because I know the one school my son is in now, private school, is 8,000-9,000 a month.
Correct, yes.
And he's spending 7-8 hours at school.
Yes.
Let's go even more practical. So I've got a grade, let's say grade 7.
Yes.
And let's say a grade 3 or 5. Mm. No, what is that? Grade 3?
Yes.
So grade 1, 2, 3. And a grade 10. Or no, 11. How much time will each of them spend on their iPad or their device or their laptop in a given day?
Well, it's actually remarkable. I've seen with Alessandro how quickly he moves through the material, because there are no interruptions. You're not waiting. You know, a class can only move as fast as the slowest student. Whereas if you're working on your own, what's fabulous about this device, well, first to answer your question, I'd say the grade 3 and the grade 5 would spend between 2 and 3 hours a day, and the grade 7 would probably spend 3 to 4 hours a day, no more than that. And that would include their homework, because that's it for an average child. But the fabulous thing about this system is if the child is a little bit slower, you know, in a classroom environment, if they miss what the teacher said or if they lose the concept, you know, they're a little bit jiggered. But with this, they can rewatch and rewatch the content as many times as they like. Mm. If it's a very bright child, they can move ahead as fast as they like. Mm. And what's fantastic as well, it's called a scaffolding approach. The system picks up, because after each module, after each topic, in fact, there's multiple choice questions and there's an exam paper, but it's self-assessed, so the model answers are available, so that takes a little bit of self-discipline. But I find homeschool children actually are become very disciplined. Then what we provide is, in November and June, we supply the tutor centres, all the parents, with final exams that they then complete and submit back to us, which we mark. Mm. But back to the scaffolding that I was telling you about there, is the system with the multiple choice questions automatically picks up if a student is battling. So if a student is continually getting a couple of questions wrong, the system drops into a lower level, re-explains that concept, they complete the multiple choice questions at that level, and then takes them back up to where they were.
Oh, okay.
And it's totally seamless. You know, the student doesn't know they're going up and down, so they're not made to feel stupid, or, you know, whereas in class you'll be told, why can you not get this?
They
you're
just,
going to have to go back to...
They just sense progression.
Absolutely.
And the system helps them progress at their pace.
Absolutely. And what's fantastic about the very bright children, like you would in a good school, a teacher would give them additional information, you know, or additional worksheets and activities to go on with just to stimulate them. This system does the exact same. If they're continually getting everything correct, it ups the level a little bit and just pushes them a little bit more.
Okay. Just quickly, when you say interactive, so the difference between the stock standard homeschooling,
yes,
which is a PDF kind of handbook uploaded and you work through it, maybe I'm exaggerating, but it's not interactive necessarily,
yes,
versus this system that you're introducing into the marketplace.
Yes.
What do you mean by very interactive? Give me an example.
I'll show you just now on our website, on our homepage, we've got some of the videos, but if I can try explain it to you. If we look at for the grade R to grade 3 level, for example, when the children are learning to write, so it's animated, it has an avatar, in grade R, there's no writing, you know, it's all spoken. It's all in video and animation. So there's an avatar, and the avatar shows the child how to form a letter A, for example. Then they have to trace it on the iPad with their little finger. Then they've they'll have a little game. So, for example, there'll be a capital A and a little A and a big dustbin and a little dustbin. And they've got to drag and drop the big A into the big dustbin, the little A into the little dustbin. Then there'll be a shelf, two shelves. And on the bottom shelf will be a whole lot of objects. And they've got to drag the objects that start with an A from the bottom shelf to the top shelf.
Gamification a little bit.
Exactly. It just makes learning fun. Sure. So although it's fun, all the cognitive principles behind it are what we were so focused on. You know, that's what's important. But I do feel if a child's activated and engaged, then learning's going to happen naturally.
So and of course, I guess it teaches them cursive. At the end of grade two, they start doing cursive, you know.
That's it.
But subject limitations. So if you have a grade 10, who's doing hospitality.
Correct.
Then they can't do that. So that's a bit of a limitation or not?
They can still do it. The only unfortunate that there is would have to provide that subject as an e-book. But we will still provide support. We'll still provide the examinations, everything that goes along with that.
You can bring on additional subjects. I know you've got the standard very Afrikaans, English, math, science or whatever. LO, life orientation. So you've got those geography and history.
Yes.
So those are there.
Yes.
And then if the child wanted to pull Zulu in or hospitality.
Absolutely. Accounting, business management.
Then you would take the CAT or the, what's it
the
called?
The CAPS or the Cambridge.
The CAPS one or the Cambridge one.
Correct.
And somehow incorporate it into the system, but then it won't be necessarily.
Interactive.
At that level, I guess interactive is maybe less important than at a very young level.
Exactly. Okay. So if we talk about the interactivity at a higher level, for example, with the science experiments, instead of just watching a video, which again is passive learning, the student will actually drop the magnesium, for example, into a beaker, push the beaker with their finger on the tablet over or with the mouse on a screen onto a scale. The scale will then weigh the beaker. You know, everything is interactive.
How the heck did you do this? I mean, this is from grade R to matric, the entire curriculum. I guess homeschooling is already at that level, but then you've taken it to another level of interactiveness. And how, it's an incredible project.
Yes, it took Corin with a team of 30 writers and 30 animators, editors, videographers, about 2 years to do this. So 60 people have been working on this.
Your involvement is what then? So you stumbled onto this
That's
in a way.
Correct.
But now you're taking this further.
That's right. So we are going to be taking the homeschool environment, and I'll explain actually the other people that can benefit from this as well. Putting it onto learner management system, getting accreditation, so we're accredited with Sakai. So children who complete their matric will get their national senior certificate as they would with any other school in South Africa. And we've also got all the support systems in place. So also the content that was developed was just missing a couple of subjects, so we've developed the additional subjects.
Oh, wow. All right. I don't want us to run out of time before you share your bigger vision, because this could potentially, with the help of corporate funding and corporate partnerships and so on, take a very hybrid, magnificent model into under-resourced areas.
Absolutely.
Where, again, you have massive challenges, huge classrooms, not good resources at all. I'm sure if one really thinks through it, there's a lot of challenges in under-resourced areas. We've interviewed lots of principals on this very platform, telling us about the challenges that they face. But what's your vision there, Janessa?
What I would love to do, I can honestly see this product eradicating illiteracy in South Africa and seriously upgrading the level, the standard of education in our country, because of the exact problems you just mentioned, the under-resourced schools, the lack of qualified teachers. If every child had access to this content on a tablet, can you imagine the impact this will have on education in South Africa? So if corporates could get involved, and you know, even if they were to spend their social responsibility spend or their socioeconomic development spend for BEE points, if we could get corporates to commit to this, and we could either take it into existing schools or even build schools or have remote mobile schools, you know, convert shipping containers. And there's so much we can do in this area, and that's what I would really love to do. That's where my passion lies. Homeschooling, we can help so many children on that front, but we can help so many more tens of thousands of children and create such a difference to the future of these children with this product.
There are great people there already creating these containers and modernizing these freight containers with inside they put technology and laptops and some of them they erect in a school or just in the community to bring first world education to the under-resourced areas. So I can connect you, but there are some really fantastic initiatives, and we know most corporates spend some of their budget, if not all of them, on education. So we've got a huge allocation from the national fiscus that goes into education, more proportionate to other countries already. You're and then right. On top of that, corporates are putting billions into.
Absolutely.
Just on their own to change this. And maybe what you're doing here could just add huge value, and perhaps it's one of the missing links we've been looking for.
Exactly. And 40 to 50% of students that drop out of school drop out at the end of grade 11. And very often it's because either they failed grade 11 or, you know, financial reasons, they just cannot continue with school. So again, if we could get funding for this and we could help those students, that would alleviate that whole vicious circle, you know, of unemployment and poverty. And
a quick question. If I'm a grade 8, 10, yes, and I'm doing maths, and I'm struggling because I'm probably in a large class. This happened with me.
Yes.
I stopped with that and with science. And hopefully I've done okay, but you're limited.
Yes.
Would the system actually lift me to be able to pass or do well in maths, as opposed to just giving up and saying, well, I guess it's not for me?
Absolutely, because of this scaffolding effect that it does, you know, it really takes care of each learner. If you're battling, it's going to drop you, it's going to re-explain at that level, raise you again. So you're not going to lose foundational information, because if you're not grasping it at that level, it will be explained to you at a level where you were familiar and where you did have understanding. And if in that situation, just say for example, you don't have two subjects that you would love to gain, you can actually buy each subject individually. So at matric level, it works out to approximately 1,500 rand per subject for the year. So if you have possibly, you know, missed a subject or two or failed a subject or two, you can still catch up.
Mm. You're fantastic. Janessa, later. Later.
That's it.
Thank you so much. I think Digital College, that's what you need to search for on the net. And really, where would people go to? Think Digital College is their website, yes.
That's
I've looked
correct.
At it. But
that's
how do you, is it Think Digital College?
Exactly, .co.za.
.co.za. Well, a big year lies ahead for you because exactly. Next year you really go in earnest, yes?
That's it, full steam.
And you may have a client sitting in front of you right now. Hope we can talk about that.
Maths and science.
But I think we wish you well. You know, education, everyone admits and agrees and realizes that education is a big challenge in our country. And we've got to do something differently, you know.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people are going the homeschooling route. It becomes more individualized, but you've built systems in that creates more interaction. So the other thing, the other obstacle in homeschooling is that your child becomes isolated. They say they lose social skills. Yet I've met people who put their kids through homeschooling and their social skills, nothing wrong with it. I guess it matters in terms of what else the kid does outside of the 3, 4, 5 hours a day.
Exactly. And as I said, we do have tutor centres. Mm. So anybody who would like to open a tutor centre countrywide is welcome to. And we'll refer people in that area who are looking for that facility. Mm. And we encourage parents to join sports clubs and extramural activities, because all of that is very important.
Janessa Leiter of Think Digital College, thank you so much for joining us. We're now going to end the show, and we wish you well.
Thanks,
and we appreciate you coming in, and we'll keep an eye on this incredible venture. Now it's building the business.
That's it.
And good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
All the best.
Thank you. Bye. Cliffcentral.com.